You are now tuning in to TP24 Radio Online. Listen to the latest programming on public service, reflections, and more. Produced and edited by TP24 Media from home of the Pau Pau Festival, the city of Dasmariñas. Hey, good afternoon, and this is your one and only Derpo speaking, and I would like to apologize for the delays in the programming time since while on the break in between the gaps between these two programming got increased due to some sort of delays, and of course some sort of issues that we have to resolve, especially when it comes to our own self. And right now we are still bombarded by these headlines, sorts of worries, anxieties, depressing statements, but we have no choice because we have to stay for some sort of protection. And ultimately, holy masses or religious gatherings or should I say religious gatherings on site has to be put on hold and revert once again into these virtual gatherings, that it is very difficult. Sometimes it's training already, but we don't have a choice but to comply, lest that we might get punished when there is a surveillance activities that one of the section breaking the rules of the COVID-19 pandemic, and here we are once again with this updated quarantine classification. Cebu Island will be on MECQ, so with the Mactan Island, and likewise we have the increased case count as we have been reporting. And of course, I have some sort of training seminars that I need to attend to, most likely some sort of the safety also with the training on handling all of the schools or teaching another student, or shall I say going to teach for a passion. But of course we are getting into this difficult phase that we are forced to freeze all of this non-essential work, not even all of this restrictions that we could survive, and I'm fearing about this one GCQ plus or with heightened restrictions would probably mean the return of the quarantine passes that were first issued, then and again. You know, guys, I have no choice but to speak this with you up front, and I'm quite mad already at this situation where all of these cases have gone up. Well, I might be suffering so much from all of these problems that we are facing. But before I got mad, and of course, I would like to give you the latest update with regards to this very dangerous situation that we are in right now, which is the Delta variant. And that's why this DP in Focus live special coverage is more like of a very sensitive one already, since Iloilo City, Cagayan de Oro City, and Hinoog City is in strict enhanced community quarantine. And of course, NCR will be on the general community quarantine plus or the GCQ with the heightened restrictions initially. Then, all of the sudden, strict enhanced community quarantine. And I say this to you, and of course, I have to warn you that this COVID-19 Delta variant is very dangerous. And so, I have to release another extra information that I have to compose. And here it is. The whole national capital region and not the entire NCR plus bubble. Only the national capital region itself or the Metro Manila will be placed initially on GCQ plus for the first 5 days of August, then strict enhanced community quarantine from 6th to 20th August 2021. Due to the COVID-19 Delta variant local transmission that have gone run out of control. And all dine-in whether indoor or alfresco, and even public or mass gatherings are absolutely forbidden anymore. And this includes the religious gatherings. All of the holy masses will be reverted likewise to the virtual or online only. And as such, strict adherence to the business community plan or continuity plan, including the work from home, skeletal workforce, manpower shifting, must be observed. Likewise, there is no reason to be going into this sort of panic buying, since all essential services such as supermarkets, grocery stores, banks, remittance centers, and maybe the public transportation will still be functional for the duration of the strict enhanced community quarantine. In reaction to this Delta variant threats that we are monitoring, we have a latest case that rose the infectivity rate into 14.9%. And the newly reported case count got rose into 8,562. That's how it becomes a dangerous situation. Of course, I have to remind everybody once again not to go out for any reason, since the Delta variant is already an airborne type of infection. Even if you're walking into this corridor, once there is a person that got infected, then you could be infected also. And as such, total case count got into 1,580,824 total cases. And its active cases stands at 61,920, or 3.9%. Such confirmed case count is the highest ever since 28 May 2021. And I hope that you could take your health seriously, since the infection got airborne, particularly the Delta variant, in which it is very dangerous. Hence, sounds like a horror thing already that might cause further anxiety and depression. Of course, In a bid for me to be more responsible, I have to place this program into the higher rating, which is SPG, since it may scare off not only children, but also adults as well. In the middle of the pandemic that we are still experiencing. And as such, there is a less chance for the recoveries to counter all of these active cases that or newly reported cases that got reported. 2,854, of course, it's a small number for the newly reported recoveries. And of course, some hospitals might get full, and NCR-based bed utilization got rose once again, or might rose once again. So if you're at the public, please do observe the 1.5 meter to 2 meters of physical distancing to ensure that you could be protected against the COVID Delta variant and other variants of concern. And likewise, if you're going to talk with another person, please make sure that you have 1.5 to 2 meters of distance as well, with the mandatory face mask and face shield and gloves as well, just to be sure of the protection that you need. And therefore, local restrictions may be enforced, especially that our neighboring Baco or city got into some sort of spike of infection caused by the COVID Delta variant. Hence, this has to be a serious concern for all of us. And if you don't have anything to do, which could be considered essential work, you might have to consider staying at home. And in reality, it becomes a prison for all of us. And hopefully, when these cases got down already, or reduced due to more recoveries, then we should expect betterment in this situation right here. At any time and anywhere. I'll be back later shortly, so keep it right here on DP34 General TV and Radio for another extra information. we have to go for the station ID. So keep it locked here on DP34 channel TV and radio. And right here, I'll give you some sort of details with regards to the latest quarantine classification that we have received, especially that the slideshow that we have received. And yes, some sort of a quarantine classification that we have been receiving were District Enhanced Community Quarantine is still in effect for Iloilo, Iloilo City, Cagayan de Oro City, and Hinoog City all the way until 7th August, and from 6th to 20th August will be the whole national capital region or Metro Manila itself. Meanwhile, moderate enhanced community quarantine will be in effect for Ilocos Norte, Bataan, and even Lapu-Lapu City, Mandaue City, Cebu City, and the entirety of the Cebu province, subject to further appeals by their respective LGUs that would be effective from 1st of August for the rest of the entirety of the Cebu Island and even Mactan Island. GCQ Plus or GCQ with heightened restrictions from 1st to 15th August will be for the Ilocos Sur, Cagayan, the entirety of the Mega Manila or the so-called NCR Plus bubble until 5th August, and the rest of the NCR Plus bubble, which could be Cavite, or should I say Bulacan, Cavite, Rizal, and Laguna, from 6th all the way until 15th August. And even the rest of the Lucena City as well that got included into GCQ Plus. Naga City is also included, and also the rest of the Panay Island and Bacolod City, Negros Oriental, Zamboanga del Sur, Misamis Oriental, Davao City, Davao del Norte, Davao Oriental, Davao Occidental, and Davao de Oro, and even Butuan City that got into MECQ, got east into GCQ Plus. GCQ will be implemented for the Baguio City Apayao, the rest of the mainland, Cagayan Valley, west of Calabarzon, Puerto Princesa, rest of Western Visayas provinces, like Guimaras and the remainder of Negros Occidental, and also rest of Zamboanga Peninsula, including Zamboanga Sibugay, Zamboanga City, Zamboanga del Norte, rest of Davao Region, including Davao Oriental and Davao del Sur. The whole Sukskarchen, General Santos City, Sultan Kudarat, Sarangani, North Cotabato, South Cotabato, and the entire Caraga region and Cotabato City for BARMM. Rest of the Philippines will be into MGCQ. And yes, travel restrictions got extended against India, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Oman, United Arab Emirates, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand. And likewise, IATF Resolution 130-A that are subject to the immediate observance and implementation of the following heightened restrictions: indoor dine-in services and alfresco dining shall not be allowed after the end of the business or working hours for this 30th July, and shall be limited into take home and delivery orders. Personal care services may operate up to 30% of the venue or seating capacity. Indoor sports courts and venues, indoor tourist attractions, specialized markets of the tourism department may not operate. Of course, this is the hardest hit once again, but it's for the safety's sake as well. Only the outdoor tourist attraction shall remain to be allowed at 30% venue capacity. Only authorized personnel outside residences shall be allowed into and out of the Mega Manila or NCR Plus areas. And what, and that I have mentioned earlier, only virtual or online religious gatherings shall be allowed. Only the media ministry or social communications ministry of your church shall continue its function of serving the Holy Mass and the powerful talk, if any. And all gatherings for necrological services, wakes, interment, funerals for those who died of causes other than the COVID-19 shall be allowed, but it's limited to immediate family members. Of course, virtual gatherings that got proven will be allowed. And of course, sorry to say this, but once there is a quarantine, you cannot go to the wakes, necrological services, especially if you're going to check for possible COVID contamination. Other provisions of the Omnibus Guidelines on the implementation of the community quarantine here in the Philippines as amended, not affected by the foregoing, shall continue to be in effect, including those of the on the operation of public transportation. Hence, the use of active transportation like walking or cycling shall likewise be promoted. And of course, I would like to warn you, all motor vehicles, motorcycle owners, and even drivers here, not to block at any time the bicycle lane and sidewalk, since we have to promote the active transportation. And if you get caught misbehaving by illegally park or obstructing in any of these restricted lanes, then you could be cited over or have your motor vehicles or driver's licenses confiscated. And so, here's the good news. As of 29 July 2021, 646,390 daily jobs or vaccine or shots got administered. And the total doses administered is now at 90,359,927, whereas the first dose is at 11,534,212, and the second dose is at 7,835,715. So if you got second dose and then you have two-week window after the second dose vaccination, then you'll be automatically fully vaccinated. Unless you will going to take Johnson and Johnson or the Janssen vaccine, in which a single dose will make you automatically fully vaccinated with a 2-week window period. Yesterday, President of the Republic of the Philippines, Mayor Rodrigo Roa Duterte, have inaugurated the Rockwell, or the newly renovated Rockwell Bridge that got closed already. And we have received several reports where the entry of the Shaw Station of the MRT3 got into long queuing. And likewise, there's a possibility of a strict adherence to the physical distancing by returning into the one seat apart. Once again, if this happens, all bus operators must fully deploy all of their fleets. And therefore, for the 1 week period before the strict enhanced community quarantine implementation, there's no reason to go into the panic buying. Ever since that, the grocery stores, supermarkets, and even banks, remittance centers, and public transportation are likewise functional. And therefore, we have to be very vigilant. And for some cases, with the reduced frequency of flights to and from the to or from Manila, there is a possibility of a flight diversion to Clark due to the MECQ and SECQ situation in Cebu and Manila respectively. Hopefully, sooner or later, we could rise as a strong and resilient nation once again. Ever since that, we have gone into this days of the community quarantine that we have experienced. Plus the inclement weather conditions that may cause another sort of illnesses, especially on those flood-affected zones, particularly the leptospirosis risk that we have to brace for. And therefore, if you're affected by the flooding, you have to evacuate to the higher ground immediately. And as such, it is the best to take a shower if you're staying at home for the longest time. Otherwise, if you're at outdoors, do not expose yourself, isolate into the room, and take a full bath. Preferably, the warmest temperature would work. Decontamination could be required in most cases. So I hope that you could understand or get to my message. In times of emergency that we are bracing for, And moreover, do not consume all of this canned goods, since it would serve as the emergency function or emergency food that would only be consumed in times of emergencies. Expect long queues of the market, but you have to observe 1.5 to 2 meter physical distancing. Maybe I'll be back once again for another latest headlines at 1800. And I might have to continue DP in Focus Live special coverage for the remainder of the COVID-19 Delta variant extra information that you might need for the duration of this emergency broadcast that we are airing to Facebook Watch, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. And possibly, I might have to activate once again all over VK of the profile of yours truly. And so thank you so very much for tuning in to DP24 General TV and radio as well for this kind of emergency situations that I have been going into. And since we are relying only on the live streaming, there is a possibility that the virtual birthday celebration will be done by yours truly this 15th September in adherence to the strict security or strict health, safety, and security protocols that takes place. Plus, we have the upcoming anniversary celebration virtually for the Feast Bay Area and Feast SM Das Minas. Presumably, if this would be planned out, maybe sooner or later we might have to return to the Saturday slot for the Feast SM Das Minas for the additional time slot for the anticipated Holy Mass production, along with the powerful talk with our local builder, in addition to the Feast Bay Area District that comes every Sunday, but it may cause some sort of a sinking issues that needs to be worked on, including the lowering of the signal from the Bay Area to Das Marinas feed, a sort of a switching procedure. Therefore, I would like to encourage you to tune in as well to DP34 General TV this morning from 11 onwards from Monday to Saturday since we are also simulcasting hashtag Logging Honda PH special coverage courtesy of our public broadcaster People's Television. Well, it is hereby produced by the Presidential Communications Operations Office, or PCOO. Likewise, Presidential Press Briefing with the spokesperson, Secretary Harry Roque, will follow. And then if there are any sort of breaking news that may develop while in the middle of the broadcast of some programs, then the tell-off above might change into DP3 for breaking, as well as the monitoring of the latest earthquake and the travel information on the right side of the screen, and its required actions that you have to take. So it's 17:25 here in the Philippines. Let me share it to you that during this pandemic, there are cases of the identity theft that we have encountered since last year, that even though I might be partly affected by the ID theft issue, of course we have to be very careful. And yes, one of my friends here from the LPU Cavite days, now she's in Dubai with her boyfriend, and unfortunately, boyfriend, or should I say, her boyfriend got victimized by the identity theft. I don't like to go into full detail because we are strictly forbidden by the data privacy policy to disclose everything that might violate this data privacy policy. But of course, the identity theft could happen even during this pandemic. So if you got victimized by this cyber crime, you have to report immediately to the police. Place your ID under the Identification Protection Alert, whether locally or globally. And of course, you have to even freeze your credit report. Once again, if you're affected by the ID theft, you have to freeze your credit report immediately. Talk to your bank or the credit card provider in order to freeze your account or the credit report and have it investigated. And yes, of course, there is not in any way authorized by anyone to transact in behalf of Brother J. I'll call him Brother J. I have to hide his identity for his protection as well, unless my friend of mine is hereby authorized to broadcast his name here on DP3 for General TV. Philippine Standard Time, it's 17:29 or 5:29 p.m. and 13:29 in Dubai. So there you go. There's more of the extra information that might be released later. And there might have some sort of programming changes to DP3 for General TV as the community quarantine got implemented for the NCR from GCQ Plus initially for the first 5 days of August, then turned into strict ECQ from 6 to 20 August 2021. Maybe I might have to introduce Easy Filipino every night, every Friday night at 1900 or 7 p.m. which is the original time slot that have left the void for the one-click TV ever since the last week's last episode entitled Love Language, Offer Love from Home. And I would like to congratulate Sis Christel, Brother Ben, and even Brother Kim Johan, and that One Click TV OCTV team for the wonderful drama episode. Maybe we might have to do something for some sort of dubbing or translation into several regional languages and even the foreign languages as well, and not to rely into the subtitles. Maybe this station, DP3 for General TV, would provide the English dubbing for international audiences. And of course, with due respect to the content protection, you might see the invisible watermark here on the screen. So there you go. I hope that you're okay despite this anxious and depressing episode once again. And so later on DP34 or DP Breaking, news regarding the restrictions brought by the COVID-19 Delta variant will be reported, along with the ID protection and tips that are simplified from this DP in Focus special episode. Likewise, before we end this episode, I would like to congratulate once again to Sis Heidi Lindias for the gold medal that have ended nearly 100 years of gold medal drought. And therefore, all of these rewards and incentives have served, including the house and lot in Zamboanga City. So there you have it. This has been your Dear Paul. Have a better afternoon and evening to all of us. And always remember to be safe, be well, stay sane and try. And you are loved. Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to DB34 Radio. Don't forget to follow and share DB34 Radio online on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, and most podcast providers. Watch DB34 General TV 24/7 live stream on YouTube and Twitch. And watch the selected DB34 General TV programming on Facebook Watch, Kumu, and Twitter. And as always, be safe, be well, stay sane and try, and you are loved.